Hey friends, I have to come on and do a podcast because I know they help me. They help me to get it all out, to say what I need to say, to feel what I need to feel, and share it with some friends, sisters, brothers, whoever is listening in. Y'all know, a lot of you know me, I've had lots of struggles, and I think that I made those struggles my story. That's my story, and I don't think I can change that. I tried time and time again to change my story, to change my sad life from wanting to be accepted, wanting to be loved, and having a pride in myself. And that came with putting a face on, putting the smile on, and on the inside I was carrying around such feelings of hurt, feelings of abandonment, feelings of maybe some abuse, of how I let people treat me. And then, you know, the way that I would always beat myself up over a lot of it. And that's never easy, because all of that builds inside of you. And we act out. At some point, we act out. We either get the wild hair, run off and do something, and it's like, oh boy, I regret that. And then you live with it the rest of your life. That's how I've abused food over the years in my body. I got my body in such a shape that I couldn't get out and mow my grass. I couldn't get out and walk for long distances without sitting down. I would always look for a chair to sit down. And it made me feel incompetent in a way in my life that I felt like I couldn't take care of things. I was single, and I would seek out somebody to try to fulfill. And those people didn't work out. Some of them were just not good people. And I regret that. But if I spend my life in regret, in sorrow, in sadness, that's not serving me. It's not serving me today. It's not serving the future person, the future Connie that I want to be, that I need to be. And that's what's helping me. I have been on the scale, lost weight, put weight on, and it's hard. But it's the story you keep telling yourself, that you can't do it, and then you give up. Once you cross the finish line, you can't go back to having those terrible thoughts. Okay, well, I'll just start eating everything again and back to square one. I know how that feels. I understand. But you will thank yourself if you manage those thoughts and you love yourself more and get out and do something for yourself to make you smile. My thing is walking. I love walking, and it brings a smile to my face. I hope you put a smile on your face today and do something wonderful. Have a great day.